Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Believers.
Na mi jidi se yanuma yanim Kristo a yeye jidi fo no.
If we must actualize the kingdom of Jesus on this earth,
say ye bema wo Kristo ahenie nu adedi wa asase so a,
then we must be rank keeping believers.
And I was say ye jidi fo a ye tumi edi ni die e ma ni die se no.
Can we all say rank keeping?
Rank keeping
believers.
Believers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us look at kingdom rankings.
Now, I'm
not talking about church rankings. Various churches have their own ways of ranking people and ranking issues. Kingdom ranking is important for all who are in the spiritual kingdom of God. To respect the things that God respects in his kingdom. One of the benefits of kingdom ranking is that it brings unity into the body of Christ. What I'm going to teach us is supposed to help us so that we can bring unity into the body of Christ across churches. It is then going to bring the rule of God or the kingdom of God in his church. I want us to look at Matthew chapter 23. And look at the first kingdom ranking that Jesus gives us.
Matthew
chapter 23. And then verse 34. In the whole of Matthew 23, Jesus Christ is saying some very powerful things. He is facing the religious order of his time. So in verse 33, Jesus is about ending what he was teaching. Jesus said, serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Jesus is asking a question. How can you run away from hell? Because you are so religious. Wow. You have your own ways of serving God, which you think that God must accept and God must like. You look like you love the Lord. You look like you love church and things like that. But you are full of your own ways. So Jesus is asking a question. He says, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? So he helps them out in verse 34. He says, therefore indeed, I will send you prophets, wise men, and scribes, and some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. Jesus says, I want to help you religious folks to escape the damnation of hell. And he says, therefore, my solution is that I am going to send you three categories of people. One of them will have mastery of the future, the prophet. Another one will have mastery of the present, the wise man.
And
the third one will have mastery of the past, the scribe.
It
says, I'm going to send these. These are the people that are religious. Society needs. To repair us and move us from our own ways. To God's kingdom way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are a first people that Jesus Christ sent. Ahead of the fivefold ministry, recall the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher.
Na sankro fukua huro numa onyakupon siyese diya kwanchira demayeno odikan di ebinum dikan.
These people are masters in themselves.
Na sankro fukua yankrofa womu nim dia womoye.
They are people who are custodians of the kingdom truth.
Na wen yankrofu ahinyeni nokrenu womu nim.
They research and then they write books and then they come out with understanding that sets the parameters of the kingdom of God.
They
are thinkers. Wise people. Who know what is ahead of us. Who know what we must do now. And who know about our past also. But the Bible says that some of them, not all of them, you are going to persecute them. Because you religious people do not have God's kingdom value system.
He
says that you will persecute them. When I say you religious people, I'm not talking about you listening to me. I'm talking about the people Jesus Christ was speaking to, right? Jesus says that this is what religious people need.
Now, yes, you see, where you are there, one man can say, oh, my God, I'm going to say, when you are there, we're here.
I dare say now that in many or in some places in the body of Christ, now, in certain aspects of the life of the body of Christ, we need these people.
Now, me pesa me catch us say, wa okwebisu wa eye onyame krofo mum no, ye hia san krofo kuo miensen.
Thinkers.
Krofo wa modwene.
Can we all say thinkers?
Thinkers.
People who have an understanding of God.
And krofo wa munni mo nyankopon ne ne na kuma omo anti asie wom.
God said that I will send you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. It's talking about these people also.
Nyankopon se mesuma gwanhwefo a wobeba obekama kumemu asam ediachre mo na omuni sankrofo yi.
There are some shepherds who are not after the heart of God.
Na gwanhwefo bi wo ho a womunni wo nyankopon akoma hwehwe de achi.
But there are some who know what God is about. They know what God wants to do on the face of this earth. And the Bible says that I will send them to you so that they feed you with knowledge and understanding. That is what the sheep needs and eats. Sometimes some of the things that these people speak is so deep. Don't look down at them. Because they are led by the good shepherd Jesus. They are sent by the good shepherd to change the religious disposition of his church. Because the place that Jesus leads his sheep to is beside still waters.
ogya ne nwan ne kɔ no ɛyɛ baabi a ɛhɔ yɛ from
I will say it again. The place that Jesus Christ will lead you to.
Baabi a Kristo obegya wo de wa kɔ no.
He will let you lie down and be beside still waters.
Obama wada na wada ensua ehu juo ho.
If there is anything about still waters, ladies and gentlemen, they are so deep.
Na say ye kan ensua etai ho ho a aye din a edokwase.
When Jesus is leading you, he will lead you beside deep waters that if you don't take care, when you fall inside, you are gone.
Na se Kristo jawa otutu wa nama o se odu be ko nsu a eho dwo ho odu be to ho na wa hweye na ukotomu a obeko.
But that is where he leads you to.
Na so eho ena obe ja wo de wako.
So that you can drink from the banks.
Se be ya ubetumi anom wo bra wo nsu na ja ho.
You can drink from waters that are deep.
Ubetumi anom afi nsu a emudomu.
One of the interesting thing is that sometimes when these people we are reading their books and we are talking, they are talking to us, we think everything is deep. Really, they are not deep. If you look at it very carefully, it's because of your disposition. They are only different. They are not deep yet.
Na sankro for me and say Christo Eddie Mayen, so much as you are more Casa no more church. Ya do you and say, I don't more can a muddo. And Tissa, and some baby, I would gina ninty and a woman a son.
If they are deep to you anyway,
say, I dear woman, send your much and a muddo.
Then you must grow.
And then I was winning.
They are telling you to grow.
Omo catch your singing.
Wow. And that is what I believe that God wants us to put our eyes to. He wants us to esteem people who bring us new understanding of his heart.
Na Kristo pese wonu ma womodin chechira fufura eye akwanja na ni biedi maye no yedi ni dia ese wo ma ho ese se omo kan yakopon akoma ho asem.
But the religious world and religious people, they do not esteem them. They esteem people who would come and blow air on them.
Now, from
Jesus didn't say, I'm going to send you blowers of air.
Now, yes, one.
Wow. Says, I'm going to send you people who are thinkers.
Now, I say, maybe some man cry for one more journey.
Can you imagine how God rates people like Matthew?
Now, you said you're not going to say, but you obey to say Matthew.
Did you see Matthew performing miracles?
Now, who said Matthew? Young one, my dear.
No, you didn't.
Well,
but Matthew wrote down the book of Matthew.
So that
it will guide the kingdom system. Can you imagine the blessings of Luke? A wise man. A thinker. Who knows the future. Who has mastery of the past. And who is a master of the present also. He put down the book of Luke and the book of Acts of the Apostles. He is working in the church. Nobody thinks any highly of him. But his books are used by powerful apostles. Guiding them. So that they can bring God's rule to the world. So imagine how these people are blessed of God. And how God esteems such people. Look at the book of 1 Timothy.
Timothy, whom
chapter number 5. And then verse 17.
Chichemudun.
1 Timothy chapter 5.
Timothy Mumedikan.
And then verse 17.
Tinum Chichemudun.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
God's kingdom estimations or rankings.
Look at verse 17,
1 Timothy. Says that let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Paul is saying to the church now. Because Paul has a kingdom value system. So he says that those who labor in the word and doctrine, if they do their work well, give them double honor. It shows you what God values. Give them double honor. Especially those who labor in the word. The Greek word translated word there is not rhema, it is logos. They labor in the logos and in doctrine or teaching. Because through their ministries, God's rule is coming into your life.
Hallelujah. But
the church, some people in the church do not value this group of people. But God says that we must have kingdom value systems. I believe that what our nation needs at this time is serious thinkers. People who have an idea of the future of the world. Our current situation now, and who know where we have come from, they will help us to come out of the situation where we are. So we need to esteem these people, because I believe that in kingdom rankings they come first. They bring the light of God. They shed it in the darkness. So that God can begin to create His things. The second group of people I want to talk to you about. They are the fivefold ministry gifts who are worshippers and intercessors. When we talk about the fivefold, we are talking about the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. In God's kingdom ranking, these people are more likely to come second. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there is only one thing that is done in the kingdom of heaven. It is called prayer. Worship and praise is a type of prayer. And in heaven, there are only two people or two activities going on. Worshiping and intercession.
Na wo osu ahime mu no nyoma mienu na ekoso. Se ya trum na ye di ama.
So what God wants in his church are worshippers and intercessors.
Ade awanya me hwehwe wona sorifie, eya wonma wo musum ene wo ma wo mudima.
It is every fivefold ministry gift who is an intercessor or a worshipper.
Enya sa enkrofuku onum nyinara ena wo ma enkrofu a wo musum na wo mudima.
But those who intercede and those who worship, they have a certain standing as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. Indeed, God is calling every fivefold person to do what Jesus is doing right now, to pray. And if we are going to pray, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have less trouble in our churches. Instead of criticizing and pointing fingers, if we are going to go down and do what is in heaven on this earth. Because in heaven, ladies and gentlemen, there are no prophets there. In heaven, there are no bishops there. In heaven, you can only find intercessors and worshippers.
Na se ye betumi aye ne ye esi wo so ho wa asase so ha na ye tretene ye nsade a ene no onyankopon be ya na nwanwade sanse oso himam ne ni bishop oso himam ye ni komsheni ne mom ye wo wonum a wo musum ene wo wonum a wo dimape.
And the kingdom system, ladies and gentlemen, is about prayer, worship, and intercessions.
Now, when you are here, no more say, my dear, or you have to say, you're better, you're better to know you now, you're dear, ma.
The value system of the people of God must change.
Now, said the one you're meant for, I do not know, man, I was saying,
instead of running around, I'm a prophet now, I'm an apostle now, now I'm this and that. If we are going to really do what is done in heaven, God's kingdom is going to come in our churches.
Na say ye be jai say me ye bishop kase e pa wo masori. Me ye say kase e pa, me ye say kase e pa. Ni ya ye de wo nyame hwe say yen ye say de e wo na hini enum de a, ana ye be hu nyoma akase e say sesan.
Tell the person sitting by you, kingdom rankings.
Ka che no te won che ne say kingdom ranking.
Not religious rankings.
Enye ne nipa sesa de ato ho.
Not what God esteems.
Rather,
what God esteems, not what men esteem.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So these two groups of people are people that the Bible says that God is looking for. God comes around in his church and he is looking for an intercessor.
Now, she show will be a wadima.
He is looking for a worshipper.
Or she show will be a wasum.
He is not looking for archbishop. He is not looking for prophet. I'm not saying a prophet and archbishop is not good. It is good. But every prophet and every archbishop must do what is in heaven on this earth. What is done by Jesus in heaven is prayer.
Na se menka se komsheni ana se bishop e ya de boni da bi ni nyina eye na mom se ukuta sa di brana enye na ya de a Kristo e ya wo soro ho se wo bom pa ye na odi edema.
Fivefold ministry people are important to the church.
Na one ma omo wo sa sum num no omo hia ma ya sorry.
But when it comes to kingdom rankings,
na se ye ba no nyame ahene num hyehyea,
those fivefold ministry people who are intercessors, they rank higher than those who are not.
Na one ma omo wo sa nkrofu ku num ya omo ya nkrofu a wo mu di ma no omo wo soro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must know where your respect must go to. As a citizen of the kingdom of God. And if you are in a fivefold ministry, you must know what you must mainly be doing.
na sɛ wo wɔ saa nkurɔfokuo enum yi mu deɛ a ɛwɔ sɛ wo ho ade pɔtee ɛwɔ sɛ woyɛ
that will support every other thing that you must do
ɛbɛtumi ayɛ ɛmoade ama bibi biara ɛsɛ sɛ woyɛ
in the kingdom of God I'm not talking about your church
ɛwɔ onyankopɔn ahenni no menkasa mfa wo
fie I'm talking about the kingdom of God
menkasa fa wo nyame ahenni
no I'm talking about God's rule coming
menkasa fa sɛ wo onyankopɔn ahenni bɛsane
I'm talking about governizing the people of God irrespective of denomination to begin to think kingdom and not church
say ye bedo pampen so bia ye ndwe asori asori na mo ye begi ni onyame ahini enum weni nyoma e wo say ye nya
tell the person sitting by you think kingdom
kacha ni ote won chance ndwe ahini enum
hallelujah
amen
because God wants to do something before Jesus Christ comes
esa say yakopon pese wo ye bibi ansa na Christo asanya bebe
he wants peace peace before Jesus Christ comes. He wants all the confusions that are all around us to give way to kingdom unity.
Because
as long as we have divided our front by titles
say your purpose are not she
and by miracles
and do
ladies and gentlemen we cannot have God's rule come in the way that it should come that is why you need to understand kingdom rankings the final thing that I will share with you the next category of people whom you should rate if you think about the rule of Jesus coming. If you want confusion in the church, then think and rate according to your church. But if we are thinking about the kingdom order and the kingdom system of Jesus, then you must think along some of these lines.
And
ladies and gentlemen, they are not deep. They are only different. They are only different. The third category. Of people that you must esteem are the fivefold ministry gifts who are direct governors and equippers of believers.
That's
the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher who are governing and equipping God's people.
Na sa apostle evangelist achechefo asofo ne komsefo enkrofo a womutumi eye bibima onyankopon ma no enyine no omudi akochem bi ema womo no e wose womo so ye ma wom ba soro
they are bringing the church to maturity
a womudi asore no edum pempenso bi a enyine no
we have to give them respect after in a third order
na omo no na toso miensa
hallelujah
amen
wow These are our pastors who are taking care of us
where you are so far one more sharing
and they must teach because it's only teaching that equips the saints
and church and to me my union in dear say when you remember
hallelujah
amen
you see if you are a baby.
So we are bofra.
You can drink milk.
But to me, I no milk here. I'm more ding.
And you'll be fine.
We be no man. I'll be fine.
You grow.
We be nini.
I mean, you form well.
We be nini. We form better to talk. We be keto a kesiye fine.
But if your milk teeth starts to remove,
na
your milk teeth.
We see na esha se se pia pia.
It is gone. Now it has grown back.
And
you continue to drink milk.
Now we see milk.
Hey! Do you know what will happen in your stomach? You have a spiritual stomach upset and you begin to leak things you must not leak. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, we must, in the kingdom of God, esteem those fivefold ministers who are teaching. Don't look down on them. And then esteem, that's the religious. The religious people always like signs and wonders. I hope you are aware of that. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of that? That Jesus will not work signs and wonders to prove anything to religious people. Study the gospels very carefully. They always like signs. Signs. A kingdom person believes the word. That is why Jesus, he didn't choose people who saw signs to become his apostles, to be entrusted with the kingdom of God. Check all the 12 that he called. He made sure that they were his words that they followed, including Peter. Launch out into the deep. Before Peter saw the miracle of all that, he believed, he believed the words of Jesus.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.